Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Fee Platt joined by Missions catcher Ethan Salas. Ethan, first off, you're just coming back from the Futures game, a special experience, I know, for you. Take us through that a little bit. What kind of stood out? What were some of the highlights, and what can you kind of take away from that experience?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. The Futures game was awesome. It was a good opportunity to get out there middle of the season, get away from the season a little bit and go have fun in the Futures game. It was a big league experience. Philadelphia is beautiful. The stadium was nice. The way they treated us was awesome. Just being around like great talent, the young talent in the game, like those are guys you're going to be competing, or these are guys like I'm going to be competing against for a very long time and eventually be in the show with these guys. So it was good to kind of build a relationship with them and compete against them and ultimately just like enjoy the weekend. We earned that. Everyone there is there because they earned it. And it's just a good opportunity to go out and showcase all the hard work you've put in the offseason and through the year. So it was a good experience. Had a lot of fun.
Can you take any advice in particular from being around all those top prospects, like you said, some little tweaks that go with you going forward, maybe from the catchers, but also just everybody in general?
I mean, not really any like tips or tweaks or any of that stuff. Just being around those guys and see how they act and just seeing how they are on a day-to-day basis. Like it's all a game, and the best are the best for a reason, just because they don't take things too serious. So it was there as a fun showcase. No, everything was loose. It was light. No one was really taking it too serious. And ultimately, it was just a lot of fun. So I think just being around those guys is enough to learn and pick up on little things on your everyday. So, I mean, it was cool.
Does your approach change at all in that situation, or are you just trying to do exactly what you've been doing all year? From afar, it seemed very similar to the type of season that you've had.
Yeah, no. I mean, nothing changes. You're there for a reason. I just want to stick to what I've been doing all year and not try to be someone I'm not, you know, not try to get too big in the moment, not try to do something I don't usually do. So it was very typical of me to hit a line drive backside. It's kind of my stock shot. So, I mean, I loved it. I mean, I was myself, so I couldn't ask for anything else. So.
Broadcast, so they don't see many walks in the Futures game either, but true walk there. So far this season, what are your biggest takeaways? How do you feel this has gone? You've been able to stay healthy and really produce, but what are your takeaways so far?
Yeah, I mean, takeaways so far, the season's been good. I mean, I'm feeling good every single day, healthy, thank God. Just trying to be the same guy I can every single day and learn every single day, because I'm not a finished product and there's a lot more to learn. And yeah, it's still got a lot of adjustments to make, you know. Season's long, season's not over. You got to keep stepping on the neck and staying hungry. That's the biggest part. Finishing strong the second half is like one of the most important parts of the season. So, I mean, don't let up. Stay aggressive. Keep going. I mean, keep having fun. Keep doing what I've been doing and find little things to get better along the way. So those are my goals.
Are there some focuses in particular in your game that you feel like you really improve on over the next 8 weeks or so?
Yeah, for sure. Like I want to be consistent in every facet of my game, but just the little things, the blocking, the game management, the focus, the intent on every throw down a second, every block, every pitch I'm calling, you know what I mean, every at bat. So I think it's that. The more I play, the more I learn, the more I write down, the more I put into play. So I think it's that. Just keep playing baseball, keep learning, keep writing stuff down, keep applying them, and then just keep it loose.
What has the relationship with your manager, Chris Tremme, a former catcher, done for you? What has he been able to provide you that's allowed you to succeed more?
Yeah, I think Trem's been a huge part of like my season this year. I mean, he's a guy that's going to not sugarcoat it with me and ultimately like hold me accountable. I always tell Trem, like, hold me accountable, like, pay, like remind me of these things, because usually it's not like we're all here for a reason. We all do things good. We all have shown flashes, but it's the guys who are the best are the ones who like show consistency every day and keep the focus on the same thing every single day. So those have been like kind of my key points with him, like whether it be the blocking, the receiving, the little things. He keeps me accountable, reminds me, hey, keep your eye on the ball, hey, block when I'm not blocking, like all the little stuff, run hard, like those things. He's always honest with me, and he keeps it like very true to me. So he's helped me a lot this year, and yeah, I mean, looking forward to keep learning.
How fun is it to have a manager who's a former catcher? That's not something you get all that often, but his ability to kind of focus in on your skill set and your expertise.
Oh, definitely. Like, I ask him a ton of questions. He knows what it's like to be behind the plate and the challenges a season comes with being behind the plate. So, I mean, he helps me a lot. He reminds me of the little things I'm forgetting. He's played. He's seen a ton of catchers. So he's just keeping my tools sharp and keeping me in line, so it's been good.
What do you think about Luis Verdugo?
Verdugo?
Best third baseman I've ever played with, bro. He's the man.
Good! Damn! You like that, dude?
He's pretty good, huh? Yeah, he's pretty good, pretty good defensively. how much do you enjoy being a part of this clubhouse and this group? You guys are obviously very close.
Yeah, I know. It's a close group. It's fun. It's fun being here in San Antonio with these guys, just going through the grind together. Just ultimately building these close relationships, but these relationships we're never going to forget. So just love the guys here. I love being with my teammates. These guys are my brothers. These are people I see more than my regular family. So just trying to be as close to them as possible and have a great time. So these guys are fun.
The team got off to a slow start, obviously, but you've really turned things around. You're on a really nice roll. What do you think that the tweak was for the group? What's kind of led to more of the consistency that we've seen?
I think us just getting together as a team, getting closer as teammates. Beginning of the season, it was a little weird. Not a lot of guys, a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces. And then just the challenges that come with the beginning of the season and just the season in general. It was a little rough in the beginning, but I think we've come together as a group and gotten a lot closer as the games go on and the time goes on. And still a lot of work to be done. A lot of new guys here. Looking forward to getting to know them and building some good relationships with them. So I'm looking forward to keep this role going and finish the season strong.
Just out of curiosity, with heat like this as a catcher, what are some of the things that you do to make sure you stay hydrated and perform at your best?
No, I mean, drink a lot of water. Water over the head, ice towels. We got hydration tests here. Shout out Bambino. But no, just drink a lot of water and make sure you're not in the sun too long.
What can you focus on the rest of the way to finish strong?
I mean, just staying hungry, keeping that competitive fire, keeping the nature to win, the want to win every single day. And I mean, those are things that I want to keep getting better at, things that the team needs to get better at. And yeah, we want to finish this season strong, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Thank you so much for the time, Ethan.
Yeah, of course.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Wolf Stadium.